Now, to talk more about the issues of domestic surveillance is George Washington University law professor and former federal prosecutor Paul Butler. He joins us from NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters. Paul, having just listened to details on COINTELPRO, how does this compare to the current debate over government surveillance of U.S. citizens?
Well, now we have the FISA law, which requires a warrant for spying on people in the United States, and it was passed after all of these law enforcement abuses came to light. What's different now than during Dr. King's time is the technology that law enforcement has. It can read your mail, intercept your faxes, eavesdrop on you everywhere you go, and you won't even know it. Under the law, that extraordinary power to invade your privacy shouldn't rest with one person, be it the president or anyone else. But President Bush has this unprecedented interpretation of his war-making power. He says that in fighting the war against terrorism, he alone gets to decide.
You know, two civil liberties groups, the American Civil Liberties Union and the Center for Constitutional Rights, have now filed charges against the National Security Agency and, in the ACLU's case, President Bush. So what courts are actually going to hear this case? And very specifically, what does it mean for a sitting president to be named as a defendant in a suit like this?
Well, the federal courts will hear this and determine whether the president is exceeding his constitutional authority. So far, Farai, we haven't heard a persuasive explanation for why the Bush administration thought that bypassing the warrant procedure, circumventing the judges, why there was a need to do this. The FISA has a number of emergency procedures. If need be, warrants can be obtained from judges in just a couple of hours. There are even provisions that allow the attorney general to get a warrant first and then later report it to the court. So there's no clear reason why the president had to go around the law. And that's what the judges in this current litigation will determine.
How fast-tracked are cases like this? Again, President Bush, a sitting president named in the ACLU lawsuit, can we expect the courts to even hear this before he leaves the presidency?
Well, because it involves national security, presumably it will be put on a faster track than normal. But still, there are a lot of complicated legal issues. The president is claiming something called inherent authority. So some of these will be issues of first impression. So I don't think the case will go all that quickly. And meanwhile, these spying on American citizens is likely to continue.
Let's go back to the roots, the Constitution of the United States of America. What does the Constitution say about the right to privacy, and how have courts changed their interpretation of that right?
Well, the Constitution says that there has to be this system of checks and balances. When the president authorizes a secret operation that bypasses judges and ignores the law, there's no one there to check him. Our Constitution is suspicious of too much power in the hands of one person.
And has the court interpretation of privacy changed?
Well, it's changed in the sense that FISA required warrants. It made it clear that for domestic law enforcement surveillance, warrants have to be gotten. And it made it really easy to get warrants. When the shocking thing about FISA is really the low standard. In virtually every case in which the administration has sought warrants, they've gotten it. But this is a major shift for law enforcement. After the abuses against Dr. King, the tough laws that Congress passed, including FISA, seem to work. But now we're seeing kind of the other side of this NSA, this ultra-secret government agency. And the concern is that we've been down this path before.
All right. Paul Butler is a law professor at George Washington University. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome, Farai.
Back to you, Ed.
All right, Farai, thanks a lot. Good job. Coming up on today's roundtable, Bill Campbell was the charismatic mayor of Atlanta and a rising star in the Democratic Party. Now he's on trial facing corruption charges. We'll discuss that and more on our roundtable coming up next.